Blog Talk Radio.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked at the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. At the
N-G-R-A. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A. N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid.
Because damn, I was up on it because a lot of people ask me, you know, you a chef, why don't you go on these cook shows? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you why I don't enter the contest, because I don't want to feel that nobody's that people are treating me fair and stuff like that, you know, and I'm not saying that to say that I cook better than anyone. But I do hold myself at high standards when it comes to the culinary aspect. You folks have no idea, you know, that other side of me when it comes to
Ayo Cliff.
Yes, sir.
I got Long Island Joe on the phone for you.
Long Island Joe, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Man, I'm sorry I didn't get y'all text or anything, so I would have been on the show tonight. I'm out on the road, but man, I just had seen it, so. I know y'all was asking me about the, y'all was talking about the contest here. I'm going to let y'all know a little bit what we had. Well, just like last year, you know, we do a contest every year. And this time we decided we're going to do some macaroni and cheeses because everybody said they can do the macaroni and cheeses. I got 12 contestants, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's 12 of them. I don't have the paper in front of me, but the deal is, I don't care what kind of macaroni and cheese you make. I don't care if you put meat in it. I don't care if you put turkeys or whatever, shrimp, whatever you do. The best macaroni and cheese is what wins. So far, I think I got $700 donated so far. Well, I know I'm putting five in and two other people donate 100 food. So I think we got 700 so far for the prize. That's what's going on. And, you know, it's always just something a little fun. You know, everybody say they can cook. You know, last year was banana pudding. This year, it's macaroni and cheese. It's all about having everybody participate and have a little fun challenge. That's all. And the only entry fee is your tray of macaroni and cheese. That was the entry fee for the guys. I'm not asking for no money from nobody else. Basically, that's all it is. But just to have a little fun with it, a little kick to it, you know. You know, the bragging rights too, you know how it goes. Everybody brags.
Now you
gotta, got the better stuff.
You do have a requirement, I believe, the size of the dish that somebody has to present. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and also I gotta just make sure, because I don't want to have too many. Basically, honestly, K-Chief, I don't want to go past 15 contestants. I don't go any further than that, because that's very hard to judge. You know, that's about to judge the taste.
So who do they have to contact to enter the contest? You can't just show it with a pan of macaroni, mac and cheese, can you?
If you get in touch with me, I'll be the one that, I'm the one that's in touch with everything, you know, and we'll go from there. That's no problem. I think, I'm not sure, I think it's only like, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's only like 3 spots open left. That was left. I got to give you the tray sizes, because I don't have the tray size in front of me. And my wife showed me what the tray was. When I get the tray, I'll take it out and I'll show you what it looks like. I can give it to you, send a picture to you. Show you
now,
what
I
want to
know, is it going to be fixed like it was last year when I was robbed? I mean, I'm just asking. It's an inquiring minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know about these things.
Listen, they said it was all, your pudding was all right, but it was more like, that you took the, what was his name, Bill Cosby's pudding, and you
put the
flavors on top of the, you know, on the bottom, and put the Bill Cosby's, what's that pudding called? What's that pudding?
Jell-O pudding.
Yeah, like the Jell-O pudding, and that's what you did. They said you didn't know how to make it from scratch. You took some homemade, store-bought stuff and put on top so that you could win.
Meanwhile, Joe, I was the only one that had homemade pudding. Everybody else had that little stuff that you buy in the box. Stop playing.
No, it didn't.
It did, too.
I know a couple of people made it from scratch with the egg yolk and all that. And the one lady, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell y'all ahead of time. There was one woman that didn't make it there in time. And she gave me the pie. She said, I don't care. I know I wasn't going to make it, but I just want you to go ahead and taste it. Boy, I wish y'all could have tasted that pudding. I'm not going to lie to you. I taste everybody's stuff, and I'm telling you right now, that would have been a hell of a one to judge. I don't think I want to be a judge in that one. That pudding was that good.
All I know is the fix was in. I should have won. I know the fix was in. Damn it.
Tell me how it was fixed when everybody didn't know nobody's number, no nothing.
Cause I should have won. That's why. Cause I didn't win. That's why I was sick. You know when somebody loses, man, we got an excuse, right?
Hold on. All I know is it was big. Pro Star, why you get a big tray of somebody's stuff, eat some of that, and bring it back to your cellar? I want to know why you
and
nobody.
That was alleged.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Even OG Bobby took second place. You let OG Bobby run over top of you.
No, that was fixed, man. The fix was in.
So somebody made a joke about your banana pudding, Pro Star. They said your Tupperware bowl tastes better than your banana pudding. I said,
no, stop it.
Where the fuck you get that from? They said the Tupperware bowl tastes
better. No.
Listen, you're my man, but I got to tell you, maybe one day that motherfucker gonna raise his hand who said that joke, but I laughed my ass off because it was funny.
The Tupperware bowl tastes better than the banana. Golly.
Whoever said that about my banana pudding is going to have to, look, me and him going to have to do a cook-off or race or do something. I got to avenge my name. I can't have a name, can't have a stain on my name. I don't like that shit.
$1.25, I tell you who the fuck said it.
I'll give you $1.19.
I'll add the six cents. I want to hear
Didn't somebody get sick?
You know what, Silverhawk? I'm going to say it again, man. I'm going to see you, Silverhawk. I'm going to see you.
Hey, Joe. Post out your You know you fucked up, right?
Huh?
You know you fucked up, right? You know you fucked up, right?
What's that?
When you made that banana pudding. When you made that banana pudding.
Hey, you know what? Silverbeak? motherfucker, you.
tell me why he messed up. I want to know, Civil Killer.
Yo, man, Killer said he had to shit the whole day all the way home.
Man, that was an Ankelotis problem.
That's
that
some
man
fucking lie. That's some fucking lie.
We're not going to start that shit. A contest is a contest.
Killer said he had to shit all the way home. He didn't want to use the potty pot, but he had to use it.
Oh, man. Come on, man. No, he didn't. He ain't had that.
Hey, Killer said he don't like using one of them potty potty, but his stomach was so messed up he had to use it.
Man. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the excitement, one of the, what's the right word here? That is one of the, oh my goodness, man, I'm a lost. That's one of the things that's going to be kicking off at North versus South, damn it. You get a chance to...
Cliffy, Killer didn't have a problem with this one because it's going to be cheese, so he won't have to run no one-to-one report by it.
What's Killer's real name? What's Killer's Don? Was it Don something? Don?
Don got it,
Don got it. We didn't have to worry about this one, so Postdoc making macaroni and cheese, he ain't going to have to run. He might be clogged up, but he won't have to run. He'll be all right.
Yeah, Long Island Joe. I'm gonna fight you, little jerk curl hair ass. You keep that shit up, Joe. I'm gonna fuck you.
He might be clogged up. He be all right. Oh man. We had a couple more races locked in today too. A lot of races I've been putting out like two at a time and stuff, so everybody can see it. So it's out on Outshine. The other ones I still got races still put out. Anybody know Paper Chase and Biggie Smalls? They locked in. On for Friday night. Biggie Smalls got Trick Bag off the trailer Friday night also. So, Biggie Smalls is doing his thing, man. And then if you know Saturday, Biggie Smalls unlocked in. He locked in Purple Rain. He giving Purple Rain everything in drag racing. Now, he giving Purple Rain everything. Purple Rain is a Mustang from...
You know, Brian, what's going on the
Whip.
Facebook side?
Huh?
Now I was just digging up Rudolph Brown.
I think he's from Wilson, North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure exactly. But he on that, what do you call that thing? You know, they talk about get on the bus. He on that little thing. They call it the bus on there. They got that group chat. Purple Rain.
Okay.
And then he going to run. Biggie Smalls, you know, everybody know that big one race. Got that one for $2,500 or $10,000 and better. You got to run Ted DiBiase is gonna give him everything in drag racing. So they got their money locked in. And should be good. Should be a good one. I like when you know what races that you don't never allow ever see people giving up stuff like that. I love seeing something different. It's something different. And this man got a big block. That one got a small block. This man got pro mod. You know, it's excitement. It brings more excitement to the game. Everybody wants to say Fred Rick.
Hell yeah, it brings more excitement. Hell yeah.
Something different. You don't want to keep seeing the same thing.
Same shit. Hell no, you don't want to keep saying the same shit. And Long Island, forgive my language, but on the Chef Mindwalk show, the filth is off. This
ain't no problem.
The filth is officially the fuck off. This cup is kicking in. Cup done kicked in. I'm in second gear, y'all, and I got a power. No power glide. I got three speed. I went to second.
Oh, you got a power glide.
I don't went. I don't went. Got my
no,
goddamn
no
cup too, Cliff.
Nah,
I got my cup too.
Listen, cheers to you. But listen, I'm gonna tell y'all, ain't no lopsided races coming north versus south. It's gonna be lopsided, and ain't nothing wrong with lopsided. Any two cars can race at north versus south. Any two cars can race, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
and
like
that's
my son's little truck.
He's gonna run
Block Baby down there. He's gonna run Block Baby with the Chevelle, big block Chevelle. We gonna try him to the 8 mile. They gonna go at it. That's on Saturday also. He didn't ask for no spot. We said we're good. We're gonna go and try him. We're gonna try him. It is what it is. What they say, Evan, how it turned out.
Hell
we don't
yeah.
find out.
And listen, Pro Stock, this, I mean, Long Island, this is no lie. 1 year, I got, and it might be this March, because I only got one locked in, and I'm cool with that. But when I saw how much, when I saw how much fun them fans was having up in the stands, I said, why the fuck am I in the pits sitting here looking at this and that? Man, I said, I need to be in the motherfucking stands. That's where the action is at. Shit. I came to take a peek at a race, and I looked behind me and looked up the stand, and Jokers was doing this and doing that and saying this and saying that and enjoying himself. And money was flying everywhere. Motherfuckers was reaching up to three rows up, five, six rows up, bet, passing it like that. I said, what the fuck? I said, I need to be in this stand with my little bank roll and see if I can get some change up in here. Seriously. But
and that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? You're going out there having fun. Ain't nobody having no hard feelings. We just study throwing money, having fun with it. And like I said, you know, the same thing with the macaroni and cheese. Even though I put that money up there like that and stuff, everybody knows what I do with the rest of the stuff. I let everybody just come over and eat it. You want the macaroni, go ahead, try it out. Go try it, eat it. You know what I mean? That's the whole deal with about the rest is left over. Plus,
you,
we have food over there
really,
also, you know.
You really should have had me for one of your judges, Long Island, though. You ain't never had me for one of your judges. And you know
he,
what?
You got some against you, Cliff. You got some against you, Cliff. You got some against you.
And if he offers to me now, I'm going to turn him down.
No,
I'm going to turn you down
because
I had to
I
say
had
something. I'm going to turn your ass down.
I'm going to let you know. Andre told me that you can make the meanest macaroni and cheese.
And Andre never lied to you. Like
but
I said earlier,
I'm gonna give you something about it. Now, I'm gonna let you know. I didn't want to start nothing, but your man James Connick said he makes the meanest macaroni and cheese. So I ain't want to start no fighting between y'all.
Well, we know how that's gonna turn the fuck out. We know how that's gonna turn the fuck
out. I'm just letting you know. That man said he makes the meanest. He said ain't nobody can do nothing my macaroni and cheese, and that came from James Connick's mouth.
If I tell you how much stuff came from James Corney's mouth, shit, this show will be on till 12 fucking o'clock. Anyway.
Oh, damn.
He's a you good know, guy, hey, though. And
hey,
he,
just get ready. Get ready, because, you know, somebody probably going to go back and tell James, Clippy said you ain't got shit. you know, they add on. You know that. You know, Pro Stock Joe be done told him, said, Clippy said, you can't hold a spoon. I already know that. I know how
he
know
bet
know
than
Pro
that. He know bet than that, Long Island. He know bet than that.
All right. Now, we're going to have a good time, man. Honestly, Chase.
We are.
You know, it's all fun and games. That's about what it is. And, you know, the funny part is, like, sometimes you have so much
What's
fun,
up,
you want to have another day. You know, and then you go back and hopefully you meet up again. You know, like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I kid you not, every year I always look forward to seeing everybody, you know, and every year I always turn around and I say, you know, I don't see this one or I hear this one ain't with us. You know, we lost a couple of good ones just recently, whether it's COVID or a heart attack, stroke. You know, it's the same when I turn around. I like the other day, I was just thinking about my friend Waveley. He just passed away. And it wasn't even a month ago. And then I talk of Gun Wink from down there in North Carolina, man. And he passed away. You know, he would be there right by the snack bar waiting there for me. You know, he said, what you got cooking today? And they'd be with Darryl Reed, Carolina Killers. They'd have their car there, and they looking to ask for action all the time. Everybody said the same thing. So, man, it's kind of different when you start looking around you. Look around, next thing you say, wow, he ain't here, he ain't here. But the memories are so good that, you know, you have a good time, and it's like always just to come back in, and then you can always think about it. They might have died, but, you know, they ain't forgotten. Just remember certain things that they did and have fun with it. So that's my
and
whole thing.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Going.
Yeah. Long Island, you are very true about that. And a prime example, at your last cancer walk at the beach, that gentleman, it was a gentleman that I raced there with a Malibu. And he passed away. And I reached out to his teammate, and we spoke. Actually, we spoke on the show, and it added some closure to things because I felt like that it was so much distance between, you know, reaching out, giving my condolences to that side of his family. And I was able that I was glad that he was on the show and able to communicate and hear from me personally because he drove the car. And man, mm-hmm. he won. I said, God damn. And not very seldom do I say, God damn, I just lost. I said, I shouldn't have did that. But you know what? I mean, that shouldn't have happened, rather. I said, God damn, that shouldn't have happened. But this shit happens in grudge racing. Be like, shit that wasn't supposed to happen, that's the kind of shit that happened. You know, the shit that you think is going to happen, don't happen. The shit that you think ain't going to happen, happen. Trust me. While motherfuckers out there in TV land talking about this one lucky, that one lucky, get your ass out there and find out if your ass is lucky. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You remember that segment, don't you, Long Island?
Yeah,
I'm lucky. I'm always say I'm lucky. Shit.
I know. Yeah. All I can tell you.
You ain't never.
You doing it and keep doing it. Don't let nobody turn you down because, hey, you winning. They can say all they want to say. They just want to be you. They hope they can be winning. That's all. You know?
Man,
I'd rather
be
lucky.
Man, have a lot of bills. I'd
rather be lucky all day if you keep on telling me. As long as I keep winning, I'm going out there. Hey, call it luck
or you want. Yeah, I mean, you know, a win is a win. I mean, and you can't win a race. In North Carolina,
hey, yo, Cliff,
if you home,
man, interrupt for a second.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I got Killer on the phone.
Oh, shit.
What the hell 20, you do that for?
2022 National Northeast Racer of the Year. I mean, what's that? Yeah, Northeast, right there. That's what it is, Killer. Northeast?
Yeah.
Racer of the Year?
What's yeah,
no doubt. And I just need you to tell these boys what you're going to do when you come. To North versus South. Who you gonna kill?
Anything that comes in my lane.
Oh, shit.
Killer, mm-hmm. Killer, we gotta ask you a question.
Talk to me.
Because it came on the thing. They said that you ate some banana pudding and you had to use the porta potty all the way home.
Yeah.
No, Killer, don't do it. Killer, don't do it. Killer, don't do it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Killer, no comment. No comment, Killer. No comment.
What kind of pudding was that?
You set yourself up for that one, Pro Stock. You set yourself up
Killer,
for that.
Killer, no comment, man. No comment.
You should set yourself up for that one.
And Pro Stock Joe, send me $5. I won't say nothing.
All right, you got it. You got $5.13. You got $5.13.
What's up? We're going out of work this year.
Oh yeah, we gonna do it up, Killer.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a shakedown tomorrow night in the street.
Oh shoot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's back.
One in Mexico,
her.
Huh?
Yeah. That's the best place
anybody,
to shake it down.
Get anybody locked in?
Not yet. I'm trying to.
Okay.
You ain't trying hard enough then.
Yeah.
How you coming, Killer? Tell them how you come.
More black on nitrous.
More black on nitrous. Okay. Okay.
You know?
Small tie.
Yeah. Small tie. 28-10-5.
Okay.
All glass.
Right. Long Island look like he need an agent. Long Island look like he need an agent, man. You got to show him up and pair him up with something, man. All right. He need an agent. Show him up and pair him up with somebody.
Oh, it ain't gonna be hard. Look, it ain't gonna be hard to get a race. I'll tell you that.
Hey, Killer, didn't you lock somebody in a couple of days ago on the street?
I locked them in for Cecil County on the 13th.
Mhm.
Yeah, I locked in that Mustang. Huh?
Okay.
How y'all running?
Twin turbo. I gotta come on motor. I gotta give him the brake.
You gotta give a turbo the brake.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Man, what kind of fucking steroids is you on, baby?
And I, you know, this new generation cries.
I told you, this cry.
Them motherfuckers, they cry for nothing. You ain't never lied. This new generation, these motherfuckers come out, they come out the bathtub crying, man. Man, for real.
Yeah, let them cry. I let them cry.
Well, we know that. That we know about Silverhawk.
That's why I told her.
Let them cry.
That's why I told her, man, what the babies are going to do if they keep crying.
Goddamn. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't nothing but a little bit of courage, a couple of dollars, and get your ass to the track and see what you could do. That's all it take. But if you got to start thinking about your lunch money or this or that or why you even built the car, you ain't going to do it. You ain't going to race.
Yep, you're right.
You know, you got to fucking close your eyes and jump sometimes. See, most of the time, no bullshit. Everybody talk about, but that race ain't fair. He got this, he got that. If you can see that the next car got all of this and all of that, then you should damn sure know what your car got. And that should be your equalizer right there. If you know what that person got, then you damn sure know what you got. Now figure out what the fuck y'all need to do to get the race locked. And this is the shit I don't see folks doing. The question of the day, y'all, was do grudge races look for the spotlight? And you know what I'm saying? You got some of us out there, and I'm going to say it because we at the top of the hour, damn near. You got some people out there that look for the spotlight, and they really like Pro Stock said, they trying to get it off somebody else. They're trying to get it off somebody else instead of earning that shit.
Hey, Clint.
Yeah, man.
What's up with me and you for the 13th?
Uh-oh.
For the 13th, I will not be there because after North versus South Killer, my program, Team Line Lock, we are going to be out for a few minutes.
Wow, are you going to stay on Line Lock? You gonna stay
online?
Man,
listen, goddamn it, I ain't gonna be there April 13th. Now that's what the fuck I said. I don't care what you say, you ain't gonna make me go. and I'm not gonna race you at North versus South either because I live in New Jersey. I got a race locked in, and I only prefer to race somebody that's south of New Jersey. Seriously. No bullshit.
Same here.
Well, shit, well, what you talking to me for? You should be raising your hands or blowing your whistle and get your man from Delaware on above. Now, act like you know something. Holla Mob Town or this town or that town. Holla any fucking town, man. Get you some shit going on, man.
You scared of Mob Town.
Come on, Killer. I know you could do it. What'd you just say?
You scared of Mob Town.
Let me say it to you like this. I don't give a fuck about Mob Town. Now, if you consider those the same, then that's what it is. Now, but nevertheless,
thank you.
They're over there. I'm over here. I got my itinerary. I got what I'm doing. So, you know, we're not going to max wits about this town and that town. Killer, get you a race from North versus South like you know you're going to do, like we know you want to do, and hang up in there with the boys.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Hey, Cliff, can I interrupt for a second? Hey, Cliff, can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the former top sportsman, heavyweight, champ of the world, downtown, 3 second. No, is it 6 seconds or 3 seconds now? I don't know which one it is. But William Brown. What's up, doctor?
What's happening? How y'all doing?
What's up, William?
I heard you got some bad ass small blocks in y'all camp.
We got one that's ready. It's a Ford motor. I mean, I don't know how bad that is, but it's a Ford motor Mustang. Well, what you got?
Killer on the phone. He got a little block, I think, baby block or tiny block or something.
Who that?
Killer.
Something like it. Yeah, what y'all got?
Just unlock it on your thing. What you doing?
Small block.